Friends, after credit retail risk management, we are now see another type of risk, that is operational and market risk in retail banking. We have seen the credit risk in retail banking. Now next one will be the operational and market risk in retail banking. This is also equally important as far as the risk management in retail banking is concerned. So our objective is to understand the concept and significance of operational risk and market risk, identify the categories of operational risk, explain major component in market risk, analyze how operational and market risk influences the profitability, customer trust and regulatory compliance, and understand the roles of the stress test, scenario analysis and risk mitigation framework. Therefore, our structure of presentation will be revolving to the only around few points, that is operational risk in retail banking, market risk in retail banking, stress testing in retail banking and risk mitigation strategy. These are the four objective points for our discussion under this presentation. You know, the retail banking today is digitally connected to high volume and customer centric business. So operating through the branches, mobile app, internet banking, ATM payment system, etc., and the fintech partnership. The expansion of digital services, it has outsourced the operations, and real time payment has increased the proximity and the scale of risk faced by the banks. There are two major risk categories dominates in retail banking. One is operational risk and second one is a market risk. So, market operational risk is risk of loss. Operational risk is a risk of loss resulting from inadequate or failed internal process, people, system, or from the external event. That is called operational risk. And market risk arises from adverse movement in the market variables such as interest rate, liquidity, currency rates, funding cost, etc. So it is clear what is operational risk and what is market risk. Now, the operational risk in retail banking details. This operational risk arises from multiple sources, and some of the characteristic feature of operational risk consists of, there is a high transaction volume, dependence on technology, extensive outsourcing, multi-channel operations, and increasing fraud complexity. The type of operation risk consists of fraud risk, cyber risk, process risk, people risk, technology risk, outsourcing risk, legal risk, compliance risk, and reputational risk. The operational risk management framework consists of, first, you have to identify the risk, so risk identification using the tools like risk control self-assessment, risk measurement, which includes key risk indicators, loss event data. Next, risk monitoring, that is bank regularly monitors transaction anomalies from the system uptime. Then risk control and mitigation. Whatever risk is observed, that has to be controlled. And then what is the mitigation strategy, which includes maker checker control and access control to the segregation of the duties. Now, operational resilience, that is emerging RBI priority, operation resilience. Operation resilience is the ability of the bank to continue critical operations during disruption also. Okay, then component of operational resilience consists of business continuity plan. There should be a policy. There should be business continuity plan. Then there should be disaster recovery readiness. DR site should be other than the operating site. There should be another site which is called a disaster recovery site also. Then redundancy in system. cyber resilience, crisis management team, communication plans. RBI expects banks to adopt resilience framework similar to the global standard. Then market risk in retail banking. In the market risk, the major form of the market risk relevance to the retail banking is interest rate risk, IRR. Interest rate risk is the risk that changes in the market interest rates will adversely affect the bank's income, profitability, and economic value. Then type of interest rate risk. What are the types of interest rate risk? One, repricing risk. It occurs when the assets and liabilities are repriced. Then basis risks. Basis risk means when interest rate of assets and the liabilities are linked to the different reference benchmarks. Then yield curve. Yield curve risk is a loss due to the changes in overall shape of the slope of the yield curve. The operational risk is arising from customers' adoptions. Loan prepayment, when rates are fall, deposits withdrawal before maturity. Now, liquidity risk. This liquidity risk arises when the bank will be unable to meet its financial obligation as they fall due without incurring unacceptable losses. The sources of liquidity risk consist of large and unexpected deposit withdrawal, seasonal cash flow fluctuation, failure to roll over the short-term borrowing, sudden rise of the demand and loan dispersal, market disruption affecting the funding. Retail banking dependency heavily on CASA deposit, that is current account, savings account deposit, which are sensitive to competitive interest rate, digital channel outage, economic conditions, and reputational events. Now, the funding risk. This funding risk consists of, there are funding risks, consists of when bank faces the difficulty in raising the funds at the reasonable cost. Then the causes are deterioration in credit rating, market volatility, loss of depositor confidence, intense competition for the depositors, for the deposits, and increased interest rates. Retail banking relies on low-cost CASA deposit, retail term deposit, wholesale funding, and if the customer shift the deposit to higher-yielding instrument, that is mutual fund, NCD, the funding cost increases, impacting a profitability. Now, prepayment and extension risk. Customer behavior plays a major role in retail lending. Prepayment risk is a borrower repaying the loan early when the interest rate falls. Okay, then impact, reduction in interest rate income and reinvestment risk for the bank. Extension risk is opposite to the effect that when the rates are rising, customer delays the repayment and avoid prepayment. Now, price risk. Price risk refers to the losses from changing the market value of investment securitized assets, then retail loan portfolio, and while less prominent in retail, it affects mortgage-backed securities, fixed income investment held by banks. Now, foreign exchange risk consists of forex card, bank offer, forex card, remittance, and NRI deposit. However, FX risk does not significantly apply to the retail loan portfolio. Now, impact of market risk on retail banking. Market risk impact on retail banking consists of net interest margin. Profitability fluctuates with movement in interest rate. Then there will be a customer behavior where refinance decision, switching loans, deposit movement, and demand for credit. Liquidity stability will be impacted due to the poor quality management can harm the customer trust, and under capital requirement, higher market risk may require the higher regulatory capital. Now, emerging market risk trends in 2025 outlook. What will happen? That is what predicted. that is increased volatility in interest rate, competitive pressure on deposits, there will be behavioral modeling and advancement, there will be liquidity risk from UPI and instant payment, and there will be ESG and climate risk. Now, stress testing in retail banking. Stress testing is a critical component of risk management in retail banking. It involves evaluating the resilience of the bank's retail credit and deposit portfolio under the severe but possible plausible adverse scenario. Stress test helps the bank to understand the potential vulnerabilities, qualify the impact of financial shocks, and prepare the strategies to maintain the capital adequacy, liquidity, profitability, and operational continuity. RBI mandates stress testing practices as a part of internal capital adequacy assessment process, ICAAP, and liquidity risk management framework for banks and NBFCs. Objective of the stress testing is to measure the impact of extreme events on credit quality, liquidity, and interest income, identify weak spots in retail loan portfolio, estimate the capital and provisioning need under stress, evaluate the bank's ability to meet the quality, liquidity, and assess the operational resilience during the disruption, and improve the strategic planning and risk governance. Support policy decisions such as tightening, underwriting, modify the product pricing, or the increasing reserve ensures the compliance with RBI supervisory expectation. Stress test helps the banks proactively prepare for crisis rather than reacting to them. Now, there are types of stress testing in retail banking. Credit stress testing. Key indicator here. First, we understand what is the credit stress testing is, that is focusing on retail loan losses under the adverse economic condition. And the indicators are increase in default rate, movement from the SMA to NPA, then higher loss given defaulters, then sector-specific stress test, rise in delinquency in unsecured loan. Then second one is a liquidity test testing. Under liquidity test testing, there evaluates whether the bank can maintain the adequate liquidity during the disruptions. Typical stress testing scenario consists of large deposit withdrawal, for example, 5 to 10% of the saving deposit in a week. Then reduce the inflow from loan repayment, increase the demand for loan disbursals, and unavailability of the wholesale funding system outages the affecting UPI transactions. Interest rate stress testing consists of assessing the impact of interest rate on volatility and earning and economic value. Operational stress testing consists of it evaluates the bank's the resilience against the operational disruptions. Then stress testing methodologies consist of sensitivity analysis, where test the effect of changing one variable at a time. For example, EMI bounces rates increased by 10%. So EMIs are bounced. This is by 10% interest rate and rises to 150 basis point and 5% deposit outflow occurs. Then scenario analysis consists of evaluate the combined impact of multiple events occurring simultaneously. Right? Then third one, RBI requirement for the stress testing. What is RBI's requirement under stress testing? RBI mandates that the bank conduct quarterly stress test for the credit market and liquidity risk. Integrate stress test result into CAAP. Include a severe but plausible scenarios. Evaluate IRRBB interest, that is interest rate risk in banking books under stress, and conduct the reverse stress test to identify failure points. use the stress test to set an internal capital and liquidity buffers, report the results to risk management committee and the board also. RBI supervisory assessment also reviews the stress testing quality. Now, benefits of stress testing in retail banking. Benefits are, it enhances the risk visibility, strengthens the capital and liquidity planning, improves the operational resilience, supports the regulatory compliance, reduces the portfolio vulnerability, helps the plan to extreme the realistic disruptions, and enhances the confidence of investors in regulators. Now, there are certain challenges also while conducting the stress test. These challenges include data quality and integration issue, lack of adverse modeling capabilities, difficulty predicting the customer's behavior under stress, or over-silence on assumptions, limited historical data for the new digital product, or complexity in modeling the fintech partnership. Now, we have seen the risk. Now, we will see risk mitigation strategy. Risk mitigation strategy in retail banking aims to reduce the probability and the impact of operational and market risk, because retail banking involves large transaction volume, heavy digital interactions, extensive outsourcing. Banks need comprehensive and proactive framework to manage the risk. So risk mitigation must combine policies, processes, technology, governance, mechanism, and regulatory adherence. The strategies discussed here will apply to both operational risk, that is fraud, cyber process, people, vendor risk, etc., and market risk, which consists the interest rate, liquidity, funding risk. That is providing an integral approach to the aligned with the RBI expectation. Now, mitigating the operational risk. Operational risk arises from the failure in the process, system, people, external event, and bank use the multiple tools and controls to minimize this risk. So, strengthening the internal control and process, which consist of key measures, that is maker-checker control, segregation of duties, workflow automation. Okay, then standard operating procedures, SOPs, the periodic audit, then surprise check and branch inspection, reconciliation control for ATMs, accounts and transaction, automatic through the RPA, that is robotic process automation, and reduce the manual errors and enhances the consistency. Then fraud prevention framework, consists of AI-based fraud monitoring system or early warning indicators, cross-channel monitoring. Then cybersecurity control consists of aligned with the RBI cybersecurity framework. Major controls consist of multi-factor authentication, secure API, encryption of the data at the rest, endpoint protection and anti-malware, as well as zero trust. Network architecture, 24/7 security operations center, and CIT in incident reporting within 6 hours are some of the control mechanisms for. Now, vendor and outsourcing risk mitigation. Banks rely heavily on third-party vendors, including the fintechs, call centers, cloud providing, and ATM service operators. The risk mitigation measures consist of rigorous vendor due diligence, service level agreement with penalties, annual vendor audit, data privacy and security clauses, on-site inspection, business continuity plan, continuous monitoring of the fintech lending services, exit strategy for the critical services. Now, people's risk mitigation. Controls are background verification, mandatory leave policy, access restriction on sensitive systems, continuous training in the product, KYC AML and cybersecurity, rotations of the duties, performance monitoring and discipline framework, and preventing the employee misconduct is essential for retail credibility. Now, business continuity plan and disaster recovery. This consists of the key strategy, which is redundant infrastructure and secondary data center. Then backup telecom connectivity and DR drills and simultaneous. The crisis management team, pandemic and natural disaster readiness, RBI requires bank to maintain BCP capability for all the critical operations. Mitigant for the market risk consists of the asset liability management, interest rate risk mitigation, liquidity risk mitigation, funding risk mitigation. These mitigate the risk through the structured ALM framework and regulatory compliances. Now, governance and supervisory control consist of board and the committee oversight, three line of defense model, first line business unit, second line risk and compliance limit, and third line with internal audit. Now, data governance. Data governance and model. The management bank must ensure data accuracy, model validation, prevention of algorithm bias, and as per the RBI digital lending norms, documentation and audit trails. Artificial intelligence and machine learning models require periodic recalibration. With this, we conclude our discussion on operational and market risk in the retail lending, retail credit. Thank you very much.